Oak Hill presents an unabridged recording of A Concert for Christmas by Helen Hawkins, read by Penelope Rawlins. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Oak Hill. Chapter 1. 6 weeks until Christmas.
I'm sorry.
Sophie raced across the green to where her friend Kate leant against one of the Christmas market huts that had popped up last week.
Sophie, where have you been?
Kate sounded annoyed, and Sophie didn't blame her. She was very pregnant, and standing around in the November cold probably wasn't ideal.
It wasn't my fault, I promise.
Sophie skidded to a halt and dropped her bags.
I was picking up the flyers, but the guy was locking up when I got there, and he had to go and find them out the back, and anyway.
She sucked in a breath.
Here they are.
Sophie pulled a wadge of flyers out of the carrier bag on the floor and showed them to Kate.
What do you think?
Kate examined them for a second and frowned.
I don't know how to tell you this, Sophie, but the date's wrong.
What?
Sophie snatched back the flyers and turned them over. Sure enough, printed in large white letters across the bottom of the bright red page was the 24th of November.
Oh, God.
She slumped against the hut.
I got you a gingerbread hot chocolate, though.
Kate passed her a takeaway coffee cup.
You get a bonus gingerbread man clinging on for dear life.
She picked hers off the side of the cup and made him dance into her mouth.
I can't believe Albert messed it up.
Sophie put the flyers back away and pulled out another bundle to check if they were the same. They were, of course.
This is tasty at least.
Kate raised her takeaway cup in a cheers. Sophie sipped the warm drink. She had to agree. It was rather delicious. The taste of Christmas was yummy.
Come on, Kate said. We'll be late for rehearsal.
Sophie linked arms with her friend as they walked across the green to the town hall in the glow of 100 Christmas lights. The plastic pig that lived in the butcher's window wore a Christmas hat trimmed with white fur and laced with tiny lights, dwarfed only by the bright lanterns that framed the window itself. Further along, the
sample complete. Ready to continue?